USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The body of former Congressman John Lewis is in the Washington, D.C. area for the final time. The plane carrying the Democratic congressman's casket touched down at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland a short time ago. The late Georgia congressman will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol later today and tomorrow. He'll be buried in Georgia on Thursday. Meanwhile, TV legend Regis Philbin will soon be laid to rest on the grounds of Notre Dame, his alma mater. Longtime co-host Kathy Lee Gifford remembered her friend on TV this morning.
He was the most grateful person in the world. He never forgot where he came from. And he worked from the bottom up. He was just happy to be on a set.
Gifford spoke on NBC's Today Show. Philbin died over the weekend at 88. Hollywood screen legend Olivia de Havilland has died at the age of 104. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Kudlow said the country's in the middle of a housing boom. Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief, which Republican lawmakers are going to detail today when it comes to their proposal. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center is warning that current and ongoing threats and attacks are targeting American election campaigns, as well as candidates, citizens, and elections overall. The warning blames China, Russia, as well as Iran. Two Major League Baseball games canceled today because of an outbreak of COVID-19. Yankees-Phillies canceled, along with the Marlins-Orioles game. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Republican governor who heads up the National Governors Association weighs in on some things concerning the pandemic and what the feds have provided. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
On CNN, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is concerned about COVID-19 equipment, like ventilators.
I think the federal government has to think about how they might, like they did on the production of ventilators, invest and help spur some investment by these private sector companies to get up to speed, because it's starting to feel like it did back in March and April, where everybody was overwhelmed, although we started to make some progress, and now we're getting behind again.
Again, that report from our Wendy King. President Trump paying tribute to the Walking Marine. It's part of an annual event calling attention to veteran suicides. The Walking Marine is a 69-year-old veteran, Terry Sharp, who walked from Summerfield, North Carolina to Washington, D.C. for the sixth consecutive year. If all goes as planned, NASA's next Mars rover will rocket into space this week. The Perseverance is the centerpiece of NASA's $2.7 billion Mars 2020 mission. Perseverance will hitch a ride on an Alliance Atlas V rocket, which is scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral on Thursday. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.